are the one who will experience the consequences. But everything you have taken on to yourself now, you must also grant to every other human being. Of course, if you want bad consequences to come from your acts, you can not bother about granting this right to others, just treat them unrealistically, because your perception is just as subjective as anyone else's is. It's just that your perception is more in keeping with the nature of you, and so it is far more suitable to your life, and is far more likely to produce consequences that will be suitable to your nature. But others are reacting to everything in their lives from their own unique perceptions, and those backgrounds are going to be drastically different from yours. Once having made yourself the authority in your life, don't be so foolish as to destroy it all by trying to be the authority in someone else's, because that brings bad consequences. That other individual has his unique nature, too, and he just isn't going to respond to the same things in the same way that you do. He's living by his code in accordance with what he has come to see as the truth of life, and he is going to reap the consequences for his actions. Others are not arguing with you or acting hostily toward you because they are engaged in some vendetta to go against the truth that is so obvious to you. They are acting as they do because it is in accordance with their subjective views of reality. They see those actions as being the only right actions. It is so easy to think that somebody else's actions is an affront to you, that somebody else is doing what he's doing in order to hurt you, to get back at you, when he is actually being totally impersonal as far as you're concerned. He is not acting in a way to hurt you. He is acting in a way to bring happiness to himself from his own code of conduct, which is based upon his own subjective view of reality. He is not carrying on a vendetta against you. You don't have to make his problem your problem. Just make sure you're protected against him so that he can't harm you when he starts throwing darts. But he's throwing those darts at you because of something in him, not because of something that is a part of you. There is no reason for you ever to react emotionally to somebody else's tirade, because that tirade is solely and completely a problem he has within himself. There is never any reason for anyone to react emotionally in that way to someone else, hostily. The worst kind of monster attacks me. It is still no reason for me to react emotionally against him, but only to figure out how to protect myself. It is no occasion for a tirade on my part against him. So the point is that if anyone ever engages in a tirade against you, remember that they are not doing it because of what you are, or because of what they think of you, or because they want to get at you. It is solely and completely a problem they have within themselves. You want to examine yourself, make sure that you are acting in the way that brings right consequences for you, that you are following the rules of conduct that have meaning to you in your life, but don't let their hostility become your problem. Their hostility is totally and completely their problem. And this, of course, is very hard to realize sometimes. You berate yourself, or you allow yourself to be depressed as a result of somebody else's tirade, and there's no reason for it at all. That person is fighting with himself and no one else. So when you look at other people, recognize this fact that each one is acting from his own subjective view, his own limited knowledge. The only thing you can do is to relax and enjoy it. Make your plans so that they consider the natures of these other individuals as they are, instead of how they would be if you were suddenly, or pardon me, how they would be if they were suddenly to adopt your view of life. And this brings me to, I guess, the one point in this course that I would like you to accept verbatim, although I think it's possible for the exchange to be profitable even if you don't, but that's up to you. But to me, this one point is so much the starting point of all truth that really works in an individual's life that I think it is perhaps the most important. And perhaps I can best summarize this point by using the label individualist to identify this point of view. I have been using the word rather loosely throughout the course, referring to an individualist. But to me, the word individualist means something very, very special. The individualist is not a nonconformist, as I've said before, because the individualist might happen to be going parallel with the crowd on a certain point, just because the crowd happens to be right in that particular case. He decides for himself. He isn't reacting for or against certain societal standards. I'd like to tell you what I conceive of the individualist to be, but the things I'm going to say now are only the ramifications of this one central attribute that I want to get at, and you might see different ramifications, even ones contradictory to what I'm going to say. But they seem to me to flow naturally from this one central asset that the individualist has that I'll identify at the conclusion. And I rest assured that I am not trying to arrogate the word individualist to myself and claim the sole authority for determining who is